Dear friends in Christ Jesus, what a day this is. I'm sure that when Beth chose the date for this, she didn't realize that it was going to be Trinity Sunday, and the day in which we look at the Holy Spirit, we look at God the Father, and we look at Jesus Christ, and we understand the unity that is within them, that one is unified in the other. You know, it is a concept that although we in the Christian church know and we can speak it, it really is a situation that's very hard for us to really understand. How is it that there are three persons in one essence? That really is a mystery. That's one of the mysteries of God. But what it really comes down to is this, that what we need to do is we need to confess Christ Jesus, our Heavenly Father, our Holy Spirit, in other words, the Trinity together, that it is one God, not three, and it is one God that lives and works in our lives today. You know, it is one, and you can see how long the Athanasian Creed, which we had just said, how difficult it was, because those arguments through the church had happened quite a bit. And in fact, what they did was they tried to use human words to describe that which is divine, that which is holy, that which our minds have a difficulty in hearing. We don't understand it. In fact, we've thrown a lot of theology out here. And by the way, the one discussion I should probably have, I do this every year on Trinity Sunday. When we say the Athanasian Creed, I know some of you, and I see it sometimes, when you see that word Catholic that's there. What that word Catholic is, and what we don't really what we have to understand is the word Catholic, and you notice that it is with a little c, doesn't mean that we are the Roman Catholic Church or the Episcopal Catholic Church or the Anglican Catholic Church or those. The word Catholic just simply means the true church. And that's who we are as Lutherans, as Baptists, as Methodists, even though we differ on our theology. We are all members of the one true church, because there really is only one church that's out there. And that is the church of Jesus Christ, the church of God the Father, the church of the Trinity, the church of the Holy Spirit. There really is only one church. Because when it comes down to that, as difficult as it may be to articulate this, the one thing that each of us need to know, and especially Beth and Madeline and Lila, is that God loves us, and through the work of holy baptism today, He has made us. And as children of God, He shows us each and every day of our lives that He never forsakes us, that He always shows His love, He bestows His gifts upon us. And when we go through those times of difficulty, when our sinful flesh tries to take hold, that God is always there and forgives those sins when we fall short. That's what the love of Jesus Christ is. That's what the Trinity is. And that's what our faith is. The words that we heard here just a few moments ago and the words that I spoke to you guys as we were up here is this. Know this, that your sins are forgiven, and because of that, you have eternal life. Because of that, that we know what your future is. It's certain. And no matter what this world throws at it, even when difficult times happen, and even when we have to face things like death in our families, we know where you're going to be. I know with all confidence that there will be a day when I will see every single one of you in heaven. And the great thing is that today we also know that Beth and Madeline and Lila will be there too. That's the thing about it is. Because this world does throw things at us, and it does, and the enemy does try to attack. And the reality we know, because of our sinful flesh, because of the sin that exists in this world, that each of us, unless Christ comes in our lifetime, will have to face death. We're going to have to do it in this church this next weekend. We're going to lay to rest the remains of Jessie Joviak, and we're going to remember her life. But the thing about it is it's not just her life that we recognize. It's not just the life of Jesse that we're going to talk about. But it's the life that Jesse had in Jesus Christ. Because as children of God, that's the thing about it is that we have now been unified with the Holy Spirit, with God the Father, and with Jesus Christ. That unity that we talked about in the Athanasian Creed is a unity that we now belong to as well. It's something that cannot be divided. Even though there are three persons in one God, they cannot be divided. No one is any less than the other. No one is any greater than the other. They just simply have different functions within the Godhead. We see God the Father, who is the Creator, who the one that put all this in existence, but even more than that, who created each one of us sitting here. Doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Bob that's sitting here, or it's Brandon that's a little bit tired, leaning up against Mom's shoulder, whether it's Lila or Madeline, or whether it's Dave Darmstadt back there in the back. The thing that what we have to understand, it's out of His love that He created and made each one of you. And He called you to the Holy Spirit. Called you to be His. You see, that's really what our gospel lesson is all about and what He wants us to know. See, as Jesus was standing there, he was telling His disciples. He was talking to them, but yet there were still some there that doubted. And what did He say to them? Know this, that I'm with you always. Know this, that His call is for us to do this, is to go out and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey His commands. You see, that's what God leaves to us. We know what the joys of Jesus Christ is. We know what the joys of living a life with salvation and knowing that God is always there and He is always here. He is always in our hearts. We know what it means to be in relationship with Jesus Christ. I know that was something that we always tell the story. Madeline didn't remember that. Because when she heard about Jesus, do you remember what she did? Going and looking through the halls for Jesus? And that should be our desire too, always. She wanted to see Jesus. She heard of what Jesus' love was all about. And she wanted to see Him. Well, see, the thing is that every time that we come here, every time that we speak the words of God, every time that we sing His hymns and His praises, every time that we stand here and we see the Holy Supper and we watch a baptism, we see Jesus Christ. We see Him. And see, that's what you have now, Madeline. You have Jesus Christ. He lives here in your heart. And so you'll always know Him. And when He speaks, you'll always know. You'll always hear His voice. You see, that's the great thing for you. And that's the great thing that we celebrate today, because it is a day of celebration, because there is a miracle that's there. You have been made new in Jesus Christ. Isn't that neat? It is. It's a special day. That's why I say it's a birthday. And that's why I say next year, talk to Mom about some cake, right? Because it really is a celebration. That's what it means to be people of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be His children. And every day we live with Jesus Christ in that the Holy Spirit has entered our hearts, and that every day He convinces us and convicts us that we are His children. Because with all the theology that's happened up here, with all the words that we use, it really comes down to this, that we are. And as children of God, that God is there, He has redeemed us, He has made us right, and that He never lets us go. He holds us by the hand, even when we try to pull away. But he is there. He is there. When we're going through trouble and difficulty, you know, whether we're laying on in a hospital bed, or whether we may even be facing death, if nobody else is there, who's there? Jesus Christ. He is there. God is there. And that's something that we can hold on to. And so really what he does, what Jesus tells his disciples is do just what we naturally should do. Tell others. Tell others about what Christ has done. Pat, go out and tell somebody. Tell somebody about Jesus and what he's done for you. Because I know he's done a bunch. The same thing. For all of you. That's really what it's about. That's what making disciples is about. It's just sharing Jesus' love with other people. And so as we go from this place today, as we celebrate with one another, as we've seen three more people that have been joined to the family of God, let us remember that joy. And let us go out into the world and tell others about that. Because each of you have Christ. Each of you have God the Father. And each of you have the Holy Spirit. May God the Father, who created us, may God the Son, who redeemed us, may God the Holy Spirit, who builds faith in our hearts, keep us until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds centered and focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.